Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Kara Tabor. At the end of 2014, many Missouri United Way chapters came up short on their fundraising goals. Local charities felt the effects of low fundraising and different funding initiatives at the heart of Missouri United Way in Columbia. Missouri Business Alert's Jacob Steimer reports on the impact that funding and program changes have had on mid-Missouri charities. The sound of children playing fills the air at the Boys and Girls Club on North 7th Street in Columbia. It's here and at two other locations around the city that youth have access to after-school programs and other activities. The Boys and Girls Club receives funds from Columbia's Heart of Missouri United Way. Valerie Livingston, executive director of the Columbia Boys and Girls Clubs, says the chapter has been a financial lifeline for her organization and others.
I often get asked, well, should I give to the United Way or should I give to you, to the Boys and Girls Club? And I will always say give to the United Way, because the United Way is going to take those dollars and spread them across many agencies and level the playing field.
However, fundraising setbacks and program allocations are changing how this United Way chapter supports its partner organizations. Along with other Missouri chapters, the Heart of Missouri United Way gained fewer fundraising dollars in 2014. In 2011, the chapter raised $3.5 million. But since that year, monetary donations have declined. In 2014, it raised a mere $2.75 million. The chapter tapped into reserve funds to make its 2013 and 2014 budgets, along with cutting each partner organization's funding by 10%. In 2014, Heart of Missouri also dedicated 100% of its distributed funding to Community Impact, an initiative that aims to support local at-risk youth. The model, which is based on a United Way worldwide initiative, targets the areas of education, income, health, and safety net. The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri also receives support from the Heart of Missouri. Former Director Peggy Kirkpatrick says she supports programs like Community Impact because they can help people learn to support themselves.
I can't do anything about helping that person get a job while I'm at the food bank. That's not our mission. It's safety net services. What United Way is empowered to do, because they fund a wide spectrum of organizations, is they can start bringing these groups together to not just keep doing the status quo, but to saying, how do we get people out of poverty?
Because of the community impact focus, local agencies like the Greater Missouri Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association and the Boone County Council on Aging have lost financial support. Heart of Missouri Executive Director Timothy Rich says Community Impact has helped make fundraising harder the past couple of years because it's narrowed the chapter's support area. But he has faith in the program's ability to deliver.
We've had some folks who have left us because of changes in our funding model, but we believe over the long haul, and we're starting to see the results now, that we will actually be able to measure permanent long-term impact for the good in people's lives that we're serving, and the goal is then to reduce the need over time.
In addition, job reductions at United Way contributing companies such as the local 3M plant in Columbia have decreased the funds coming from payroll deduction campaigns. To learn more about the Heart of Missouri United Way and Missouri United Way fundraising in 2014, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.